And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Franklies. I know exactly how they're feeling. This is Come Down. You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There was the Franklies and a track called Come Down. Now, the Franklies, Tony, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're half English, half Swedish.
Ooh.
By that, I don't mean they've got a Swedish mum and an English dad. I mean, I think it's two Swedish girls and two English girls, I think.
Right.
I think so. And how about this for an early start, Tony, to the proceedings? I think Steve in the Duke's Arms was going to go and see them.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
There you go. That's blimey, Tony. That's some real mild quirkiness.
Oh, dear.
God, we've got it all in there. Hey, yeah, but I don't think he could go.
Oh.
Which is a shame. Excellent band. And that's not the first track we played from. I think it's the third. They've got an album out right now. You can find out more about them via their website, Tony, which is...
TheFranklies.co.uk?
TheFranklies.com. You're so close. TheFranklys.com. Paulie the Internet One, Tony Nil.
Cool.
I haven't got any additional material this week, but we're going to crack on. I thought what we'd do, Tony, is try and mention Sweden in every section.
Right.
Change on it.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If you've got a joke or a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs, if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner, if it's a poem. I've managed to spit that out. I've had a long day, mate. I'll tell you about my long day later on. But oh, it's been long. If you'd like to know what that is in Swedish, it is I've had a long day. Right. That is it. That is fluent. I've told you the only Swedish, so I can't even speak English. The only Swedish I know is Jaha Smink, or Jaha Smink, I should say.
What was that again?
It's I've got makeup on.
Oh.
It hasn't really come in handy, to be honest.
No.
Have you got any jokes or poems?
No.
In that case, we might as well crack on. Should we just crack on?
I think we should.
I think we should play two songs in a row, mate. Because we did talk, or rather I did talk, let's be honest, rather a lot last week. So there will be plenty of time for chat later on in the show. But I'd like to play two songs in a row, if I may now. Stay tuned for a band from Sweden, actually, called Grand Royale. But first up, a band called Orange Sun. Orange, O-R-A-N-J, Sun. Quite interesting this time. A band from Edgehill College in Ormskirk.
Right.
Yeah, Edgehill College Psych Punk via the label, who each year bring out emerging Edgehill College bands on their label, and they brought out two, and these are one of them. You can find out more about them via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/orangesun.
It is indeed Orange Sun, O-R-A-N-J-S-O-N, Orange Sun. That's Tony One, Paulie Beaton, Z1, and this is Still.
Phantom, then you catch an itch.
Twatsicle.
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was all the way from Jönköping in Sweden, Grand Royal, and some dirty Swedish rock and roll there. And their latest single, which is R&R Business, which I didn't know was their latest single. I went through their album to pick out a track I like, pick that one, and then lo and behold, it's their latest single. How about that?
No, excellent.
What is Grand Royale's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Grand Royale.
Facebook.com/grand-royale-2107384876274.
And why
is that, Tony?
Yeah, it's a default URL,
isn't it? Default URL. Grand Royale, or GRANDE space ROYALE. If you type that in and put band after it, you'll find them.
Right.
If that Facebook page is a bit long for you. Anyway, it's poorly been internet 2, Tony 1, hard luck. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
No.
Well, that means it's not time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. I know it's a bit of a swizz playing it when we're not playing any Facebook, but we haven't got a song that goes iTunes, la 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 la, which I believe is what you're doing instead.
It is.
So, right, go to the Facebook, what people should be doing, and then
crack on. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a message. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio or just search Punky Radio. Like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch. One of the easiest ways you can get in touch with us, so please do that. Don't bother with the messages, just leave us a comment on the last week's show if you like, wherever. So yeah, in lieu of that, we do have iTunes reviews occasionally. So there's an iTunes chart. We move up it if we get more reviews effectively. So if you can review us, it costs you nothing. It makes us no money. It does help us out and the bands with a feature. Do so. Go to punkyrage.com. There's an iTunes link. Hit that. We'll open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, if you email me your review, we can feature it. Because I only see the UK and the US. Usually. I have found an easy way of looking at alternative countries' iTunes reviews. And I found some. For Sweden.
Now, how did you decide on looking for Sweden, Tony?
I have no idea, because I generally, because the way I do it is through what's called a feed. This is similar to the podcast feed, but there was a reviews feed, and the URL it identifies the country by the two letter ISO code. So if the US,
the two letter ISO code,
it's an industry standard code for countries. So US is US, England is GB. Germany would be DE, etc. So I've occasionally been typing two codes in just to see what's on there. And I don't know, I just tried SE for Sweden, right. And it came up.
Well, how about that?
The downside of this is that I'm unfortunately having to look at the XML underneath the feed, because obviously the author isn't actually displayed in the HTML version. So I'm reading the code, so you have to bear with
Tony,
me one moment.
You've lost me completely, you realise that, don't you?
That's fine. There were some technical geeks out there who were just nodding.
Did we get some Swedish ones?
Yes, we did. So we've got three Swedish ones. They're quite a while ago. Over various times. So the top one, title, Punky. The name says it all. Great show, plentiful mix of music and a lot of laughs. And that's from Bloodgrass. And of course, it's 5 stars. Thank you very much, Bloodgrass. That was from 2014.
Thank you very much, Bloodgrass. Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is news to me. So
yeah.
It's great. Thank you very much, Swedish Bloodgrass person.
Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. At last, something worth listening to. That's from JP George, who identifies himself as JP Viber user. Right. And it's 5 stars.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, JP George.
Thank you, George. JP. I'm sorry to not be able to say more about this, but I'm completely in the dark, really.
Hmm. Well, these are people I don't think we've heard from them before. And then another one, the last one, funny but yet serious. Great dialogue, good music, good information, and nice humour. I love it. And that's from Morgan Anderson. 5 stars.
Well, thank you very much, Morgan. I can only say I'm humbled by the our three Swedish iTunes reviews over the last decade or whatever they are.
Far more reviews than in some countries.
Yeah, well,
thank you very much, Sweden.
But far less than others. So if you live in a country...
email me your ISO code.
Yeah, email Tony your ISO code. It's all getting a bit Mission Impossible.
A little bit. But yeah, that's all I have.
Well, in that case, that doesn't conclude.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. And thank you very much for your iTunes reviews, which are in the usual Facebook section. Very easy to leave us a comment on Facebook. You just go to our Punky Radio page on Facebook, leave us a comment. That's it, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And trust me, we read them all out.
Oh, we do.
Yeah. All right, then. Let's play a band we've never played before, shall we?
Let's do that.
And let's play a band we've never played before on a label that we've played a lot, Voodoo Rhythm Records, and hello to Reverend Beatman.
Hello.
This band all the way from Geneva, Tony, which is not in Sweden. It's in Switzerland, but it does have the same first two letters.
Close enough.
It's close enough for me. Yeah. This is none other than Pierre Omer's Swing Review. And a new 7-inch vinyl single they have out right now that we happen to have a download for, hence we can play it, because I don't think I could plug a record into this tiny laptop that I'm using that just makes... It's really good, Tony, this laptop. It makes everything look big next to it.
Nice.
So guess what photos I've been taking? So yeah, Pierre Omer's Swing Review, Tony. What is Pierre Omer's Swing Review's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Pierre Omer's.
Facebook.com/ Pierre Omer's Swing Review 12/499 07805943. And why is that, Tony?
Probably not saying default
URL,
has he?
I haven't said default URL. So, Swedish and the Swiss got more in common than the first two letters, Tony.
There you go.
Don't appear to be able to operate Facebook properly.
Nah.
However, absolutely brilliant. And you know I mentioned Steve in the Duke's Arms. Do you want to say perhaps hello again?
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Still like this a lot. This is, so it's probably be an Internet 3, Tony One, and this is I Saw Ghosts. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a good song, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, a little bit. We slowed things down a bit there. We slowed things down a bit, but very atmospheric.
Right.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And if we get any more from Pierre Omer's Swing Review, we will play it.
Okay.
More than likely. So, did you do anything last week, Tony? Did you go to Sweden?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. Still, got mentioned.
I don't think he did much of anything. The garden didn't finish, so he's left the garden unfinished while he's swanned off to some hot place, I should imagine.
And then was on your money.
Yeah, he did.
I should think this week he'll be called Senor Half a Job.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. He'll come back. I think he aims to come back this Friday. But I think we just we're trying to squeeze a week's worth of work into like 2 days last week while I wasn't here. We found it very difficult to work while I was here, mentioned it. So yeah. We've just been quite heavy on work. And then that's it. What did you get up to?
I do love your stories. All right. Yeah. So what I've got here is, Tone, I've got four things. I've got Duke, Wipes, Passport, Oh God.
Mm.
We'll just do it all in one go, shall we?
All right.
So last Thursday night, if you're in the Duke's Arms right now, it was the Thursday before last, but last Thursday night, I went to the Duke's Arms, Tony. Do you want to say hello to them?
Hello, Duke's Arms.
It's fabulous, isn't it? You're saying that more than we're mentioning Sweden.
I know.
I went there last Thursday night with the intention of staying over, so on the Friday, I could go to Peterborough, which we'll get to in just a second. So I drove down, I got there about 9:30, had a few beers with lovely Steve and his wonderful girlfriend Lindsay, who became less wonderful later on when she punched me in the head for not being from the Isle of Man.
Right.
A bit harsh.
A little bit.
I have remarked I have been punched in the head for less.
Hmm.
But anyway, it was fun. And Steve had also got me a present, Tony, which Steve thought was really funny.
Okay.
Which is a box of tissues.
Right.
Except it was a comedy box of tissues with the hilarious title of Wank Wipes.
Right.
So I left the Wank Wipes on the bar and thought, I'll do something with it. I thanked him, obviously.
Hmm.
You know, lots of people in the pub thought it was absolutely hilarious. I didn't really. I just thought, you child. But anyway, so that was that. Woke up the next morning, managed to get up. Steve was up. We had a coffee. Then I drove to Peterborough because I had to get a new passport.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned it last week. So actually, very efficient service, Tony. I was in and out very quickly. But then I had a 4-hour wait.
Okay.
For no apparent reason. While they processed everything. So which meant I had to spend 4 hours in Peterborough, Tony. Have you ever been to Peterborough?
I don't think I have. No, I haven't.
Right. 4 hours is 3 hours too many, and that includes parking.
Right.
There is very little to grab your attention in Peterborough, I discovered. Although there was a very nice homeless man who I bought a copy of The Big Issue off. And when I bought it, I wasn't really listening to what he was saying. It was a bit drizzly. You know, every time I go out in the rain, it seems to rain. And I thought, was kind of a big, how much is that? He went, oh, £2.50. He said, but actually, I'm just after donations. I've only got 10 left to last me the weekend. And I went, oh, well, I want to read it. You know, it was a bit selfish, really. But, you know, it's my money, isn't it? So I gave him 50p extra, so I gave him £3. And then I walked off and I thought, actually, Paul, that's a bit tight. So I went back and said, actually, you can have that back. Is that a real help? He goes, mate, it's a godsend. Thank you so much. Do you want some change? And I went, no, it's fine.
Oh.
I'll do my good deeds for the day. He's a nice bloke. He reminded me a bit of Disco Pete, the haunted forklift driver.
Right.
But you don't know him, so it doesn't matter. So anyway, that was that, and then I picked up the passport. And then I got the hell out of Dodge, and actually had a decent journey home. So I can't remember what the Oh God is about, unless the Oh God was just about Peterborough. Oh yeah, so I took the Wank Wipes, Tony, and I got a photograph of them outside the passport office for what is a new feature on my Facebook page, which is Wank Wipes at the. So the first one was Wank Wipes at the passport office, and then there will be other ones here and there when I can be bothered. It'll probably last about a fortnight and I'll give up.
Right, okay.
Like most of my life, really. So that was that, really. That was what I did last week, Tom.
Right.
However, last week, on the show last week, I did mention that we really ought to play that brilliant Greek punk band that got together, brought out 80 CDs and then split up again without ever having done a gig, and then they became a cult band, and a few years later were persuaded to get together to do a gig, which meant they had to rehearse to do a gig, and then they did a gig, and I don't know, they're still going now.
Okay.
But they're brilliant, and they're called Comedina 3, and we've played quite a few of their tracks on the show before, hence this being the From the Vault section, but I don't think we've played this one.
Right.
So this is from their self-titled album, Comedina 3, which I do recommend. What is their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Comedina 3.
Facebook.com/Comedina. KOMODINA, Poorly Internet, for Tony One. And this is, no, I think I'm saying this right. This is ever so fast, this song. This dumb muck about. It's probably great. This is brilliant, great punk rock, really. I think we heard about them through Slovenly. I'm not sure. This is Metempsychosi Blues. Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Comedy in 3 and Metempsychosi Blues. That's 90 seconds of brilliance, Tony.
Lovely.
It's rather like sleeping with me without the brilliance.
Right.
Now, I say sleeping, that's the awake bit. Then I stay asleep for a very, very long time. I should clarify that.
Okay.
I suppose. But frankly, I've not had a lot of interest recently, mate. Those wank wipes might come in handy.
There you go.
I can't believe how much. Simply by having a box called that means leads to swearing, doesn't it?
It does.
I don't know how I feel about swearing.
I still think swearing's funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're quite childish.
I am.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Any of them from Sweden?
No.
Jane, but can we do it in a Swedish accent?
Maybe.
You can do pirate. I'll tell you what, you can do pirate. I'll do Swedish, all right?
Okay.
Will you be more comfortable with that?
Yeah, oh, obviously.
All right, then. So it's time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yeah.
There you go.
Brilliant.
Yes, so if you do a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, or where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play, etc, etc. It is the International Gig Guide. Doesn't have to be in the UK, can be in Sweden, wherever you want. Just email me. So we're in again. I've had very little emails from people, so I've had to pick another one from a local scene. So again, I've gone back to the Doghouse. So the Doghouse in Carlton. If you're not familiar with it, do check it out. If you are familiar with it, go there. This Saturday, funnily enough, on the 27th, the Franklies are playing.
Oh, are they really? Brilliant.
Yeah, the Franklies and Scarlet's Wake.
There's a possibility I could go to that, Tone. If I am, it depends whether I've got to work on Sunday. If I don't, I mean, I probably will have to work on Sunday. But right. If I don't, I might even get down there.
There you go, Saturday night, 7:30 to 1.
That'd be brilliant. I could say, hello, Frank, please. I played you on my show last week, and they say, and you are.
Exactly.
Story of my life.
Yeah. I have no idea how much is it to watch? How much is it? £6. £6 in advance, £8 on the door.
If I can go, I'll pay on the door.
There you go.
That's what I'll do. I'll pay on the door. If I can go, I'll pay on the door.
Right, okay.
If I can't go, I won't pay on the door.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm not going to just... This isn't habit forming. What I did in Peterborough isn't habit forming. I'm not just going to go down there, get a new passport and just give people some money for nothing.
No. You can't do that.
That's done. That's a one-off.
Right.
That's a totally. One-stop shop. That's done. It's gone.
Okay.
Kibosh. Kaboom. Over. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's all I have. It's anything I could find.
I think it's a very good thing to find, Tony. We do prefer to hear from people around the world, but in lieu of that, it's all right.
Yeah,
by the way, I do know for a fact that there this weekend in Stockholm in Sweden, Tony, there are some things going on.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah. So if you're in the Stockholm area, why not get involved in some of the things going on?
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't got a lot more. So you can keep up the pyre for this. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
And I should point out as well that Swedish people don't actually sound like that.
No?
Yeah, that Swedish chef on the Muppet, it was a sham. It was a scam, Tony.
That wasn't a documentary, then?
It was an untruth. No, the Muppets wasn't a documentary.
Right, okay.
Sort of ruin it for you.
Right. Well, that's my childhood pissed on, isn't it? Oh, well.
Although Sesame Street was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. All right, then. So I suppose we should play another song, really.
Okay.
All right. So this is a band we have played before, Tony, all the way from Hull. And this ties in with the bands we played last week from Hull. This is, we've just settled on Luma, haven't we? We were going to say Lumair, but we're going Luma now.
Yeah.
L-U-M-E-R, Tone.
Luma.
Hull, post-punk. And I've realised in my notes, I've actually left the H off for extra authenticity. So it's all post-punk.
Nice.
In all, is it? We're all eagles. Right, this band, they may be cheerful in real life, but on record they ain't that cheerful.
Right.
But they are good.
Okay.
What is Luma's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Luma Band.
Good idea. Facebook.com/Luma UK or Lumarock. LUMERUK. Probably be Internet 5, Tony, one. Oh, but, mate, it's just how the cookie crumbles, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah.
This is Gruel.
Yeah.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Luma and Gruel, G-R-U-E-L, in case I pronounced it slightly weirdly. It would be like Luma Gruel, Luma Gruel. It's like, I can't do it, can I? Luma Gruel.
Luma, right. Yeah.
Yeah, all post-punk, absolutely brilliant. Make sure you check out her Facebook page if you get the chance to. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. No, I'm going on holiday in a couple of weeks, so it's pretty much down to just trying to catch up on work before I go.
I'd love to go on holiday.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't been on holiday for ages.
No, I can't remember last time we went.
But it's all right, though, because I'm doing something on Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm doing, at the Canal House in Nottingham, I'm doing the £1 Comedy Club, Tony.
Nice.
Me and 9 other acts, that's right, 10 acts for a pound. That means I'm worth 10p.
Wow.
Haven't I done well? Yeah, and it's yeah, it's really good. The last time I did it was great. And what it is, it's a combination of newer acts trying to impress and acts of a greater vintage like myself doing new stuff. And I'm doing new stuff. And it's all new. It's all good. I'm looking forward to it.
Can I host? Great
and
bar.
I've done one of those meet-up group things for it. There's about 20 of us going, loads of us.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, which means that if I have a drink with them outside first, I can guarantee an unfriendly crowd. So anyway, that's that. But what I want to talk about this week, Tony, what I'm doing this week, right? I'm going to talk to you about ABBA. I'm not doing ABBA, right?
Right.
But okay. ABBA. I know it's a bit unlikely to be mentioning Sweden at this conjecture, and certainly a pop band, or are they? But I've been really switched on, Tony, in the last week to a song by ABBA that I wasn't familiar with and didn't know. But after watching an ABBA documentary, I thought I ought to check that out. And I did check it out, and it was brilliant. And it's the title track of their last album, The Visitors. Are you familiar with it?
No.
What a brilliant song, Tony. It's a major departure for the band in some ways, in that it's about, well, it's, is it about Russian dissidents? It's about, it's either about dissidents, but they left it in the air a bit. But it's just a fantastic song, and it's lyrically brilliant, and it's really haunting and moving and catchy, and you can dance to it. And I read somewhere that someone likened it the closest ABBA ever got to Joy Division.
Right.
Yeah, it is. It's very unlikely. And the thing is, people keep mentioning that the song was a departure for the band, and one of their previous albums was called Arrival. And this song, I have to say, is a departure. So it's no wonder they were such international jet setters. If you'd given them Lost Property, they'd have had an airport. I'm glad you laughed, because that was the thing I said off air. I've just thought of. But it's it's just so good. And but I must say though, Tony, as someone who likes to find something that sounds like something else in everything, because every song's already been done, it is a bit like Summer Night City.
Right, okay.
Like, it's nicked the riff from Summer Night City a bit, but let that go, Tony. I'm saying that, let that go. Get that out of your mind right now. I shouldn't have mentioned it in the first place. Brilliant song. I was listening to it on repeat last night. Okay. And I found out, doing my research, that it was covered by the Television Personalities, who were one of the original punk bands, and who one of my favourite ever punk songs, Part-Time Punks, by the Television Personalities. And later on, they got all kind of psychedelic in that. And later on in their career, they covered The Visitors, which I can't quite believe, because I thought they were kind of two chord wonders, and it's a fairly complicated song. I think you're going to have to listen to it, Tony.
Okay.
I know it's not your sort of... I reckon Steph will like it.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry to sort of gas on about ABBA on the show, but I've been quite taken aback, Tony.
There's quite a strong Swedish feel going on this time.
There really is. I've done 12 hours in the warehouse over the last 3 days, right? That's not 4 a day, that's 12 hours each day. And that has been the earworm. That's been the thing that's going on for all 36 hours.
Right.
I've just been singing it to myself and loving it. If you've never heard it, what I suggest you do, the first time you hear it, is get the lyric sheet online first and read through the lyrics, read about the song, and then get in a darkened room, get yourself a beer or a smoke or whatever you fancy doing, sit back, relax, crank up the volume, and listen to The Visitors in all its glory.
Okay.
What we're doing now, however, is playing two bands far more akin to what we should be playing on Punky. Right. Stay tuned for a band we've never played before called Megafauna. But first up, a band we've never played before called Waco, Tony.
Ooh.
Who are, I would describe them as, they're from London, it's kind of punkish.
Right.
Kind of punkish. Right, what is Waco's Facebook page. A lot of Facebook this week. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/WacoBand.
Facebook.com/WacoUK. Paulie Beans Net 6, Tony Wan. And this is Cool and Gatter.
I moved to the big city. First I didn't get very far. I was a student but barely with it. Good look doesn't care who you are. I was all over the place, so wasted, but you fell for my wicked ways, which makes my move to the big city best decision I ever made.
Shit.
Yeah.
listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Megafauna and a track called Gaia. I'm saying Gaia, G-A-I-A, Gaia, because I think Gaia, that's a bit... You just go down another route with that, don't you? I'm calling it Gaia. Austin, Texas, I believe, Tony. Indie punk from Austin, Texas. Absolutely brilliant. Haunting, another haunting one. Keeping up there with the visitors, it's haunting. Oh, I'm haunted.
Blimey.
Tony, what's Megafauna's website?
Megafauna.com.
Megafaunamusic.com. Poorly the internet 7, Tony 1. However, when you type in megafaunamusic.com, I think it takes to their Facebook page.
Right.
I might be wrong there. Just type in Megafauna Music, see what happens. I might have got that wrong. I might be completely wrong, in fact. It might just be a really good website.
Okay.
Oh, who knows? Anyway, that's Gaia. That is their latest release. And it's actually off an album that we got. A lot of the album's slower than that. So there was only a couple that I felt I could play, that being one of them. So we might play one other track by them in coming weeks.
Right.
Tony.
Yeah.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
Oh, I'm going to get my wank wipes out. That's marvellous.
There you go. Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, do email me. Tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. We are not now far from the end of this election, and the political twats have not been forthcoming. It is.
We will have a political poetry corner either next week or the week after.
Right, okay, cool. So, so Ian Corey's been in touch. Nez Corey's been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
He says, hi, Tony. I want to nominate an Italian motorcycle, please, and there's a twat. Do you watch cycling?
You don't really need to go any further.
Fair enough. Do you watch cycling? Picture this. 50-plus riders going hell for leather, getting ready for final sprint, joining a stage at the Giro d'Italia, and this copper on a bike decides that rather than lead them in, he would pull them over and watch them go past. One rider clipped his wing mirror, brought down the whole Sky team, and a few others, destroying the hopes of Gerard Thomas of winning the two-week tour. Even if you don't understand professional cycling, it was obvious this Italian policeman is a twat. Hope
yes,
you agree.
I agree. I know about this story. Absolutely shocking. Completely ridiculous.
There you go then. There's no argument with that then, Nez.
Absolutely none.
So for ruining all those riders' dreams, the Italian motorcycle policeman from Italia
is a twat. Hey, did we mention Sweden in this bit? We mentioned the visitors, didn't we?
And he probably this will also went to Sweden as well. This policeman.
He probably did. Yeah, he should be banned from everywhere.
Yeah, in fact, I think Stockholm did get in touch and they have banned him.
It should be made to be a Bobby on the beat from there now on. Yeah. Except that he'd probably get in the way of the Great North Run or something and knock them over.
Yeah, we don't want him.
Yeah, but anyway, thank you for that, Nez. We do like your twats very much.
Thank you very much.
One last song this week, Tom.
Okay.
Fake Billy and the False Prophets. We only played him a fortnight ago.
Oh, blimey.
But they've got a new album out and I picked a track from it because the ones we played before weren't from the new album. The one we played a fortnight ago, I think, it might have been, but it just coincided with the new album actually being released. But I'd already got one lined up, so I thought I'd play one, you know, stay current and all that. Dutch glam punk, Tony.
Lovely.
What's Fake Billy and the False Prophets website?
FakeBilly.com.
Well remembered, it is indeed. It's Fake Billy, FakeBilly.com. Poorly beaten internet 7, Tony 2. A thrashing this week, mate, but you know, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
All it's done is massage my ego.
I got a good looking ego. Got the shining mind of mine. Got a good looking ego. Got a shiny mind of mine. It's all happening again, my friend. You best not hanging around. Got a fine looking aura. Got the shiny crown of mine. Got a fine looking aura. Got the shiny crown of mine. It's all happening again, my friend. You better not. It's all right. I got this broken heart of mine. I got a heart looking glory. I got this broken heart of mine. It's all happening again, my friend. You better not hang it round.
That's about the size of it for the show this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. Tony, you had a good time?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing, who knows, maybe one or two of you at the Canal House on Wednesday night. I do recommend you all listen to The Visitors. You might find it a bit odd. In fact, if you do listen to it and you did like it, or you didn't, get in touch with me, paulieb@punkyradio.com, and tell me all about it. You will notice that we haven't mentioned Tony's bum this week. That's because how many emails did you get, Tony?
One.
Yeah, I know, and I was copied in. Ah. So we're a long way off this story ever being told.
Yeah, a long way off. The bum target has not been hit.
Our bum target has not been hit. No one's hit the brown bullseye.
Nope.
Perhaps you could mention the online stations that carry this show, although after the language this week, they might not.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, which is Pudunk Radio, PUDUNK Radio.com, and we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew. That's ANDRA.SE.
And do check them out. They're both excellent online stations. Thanks very much to them. Thanks to you all for listening. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
Bunch of guns.